Morning, I want to start, I think, in Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. First Corinthians chapter 7. Verse 23. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. Ye are bought with a price. How many of you, whenever you buy something, one night I was in a, I don't know whether, I think it was in China, and I stayed in a motel room, and the walls were really thin. And I could hear this man in the next room. He was on the phone with someone, and he had bought a computer. And he opened the computer. He had bought it. It was his. And he opened it up, and he started working on it, and the thing just would not work the way he wanted it to. And he was on the phone with the people he had bought the computer from, screaming and yelling at them. It seemed like 2 hours. It was just way up into the night. I was trying to sleep, and all I could hear was this man yelling at the people who had bought this computer from, and it wouldn't work. It just wouldn't do what he wanted it to do. And he was angry. He was yelling and cursing. It's a wonder that the people in the hotel didn't come and throw him out. Maybe if I'd have complained, they would have. But he was just yelling at these people. He was talking on the phone, the customer service. Why won't this thing work? I do this, 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 and this, and it doesn't do what I tell it to do. It won't do what I'm trying to tell it to do. What's the matter with this thing? And then he told how great a price he had paid for it and how he expected that this thing, whenever he told it to do something, to do it. Isn't that frustrating? Have you ever bought something and then opened it up and expected it to work, and then it didn't? Maybe you even have a new car, and you go out and you get in it and you turn the key and it won't start. Maybe you bought new tires and you went out going to go take a drive, and you go out and one of them's flat. Boy, isn't that frustrating. Here you spent all this money for something, and you expect it to do what you paid for it to do. Have you ever had that happen to you? Maybe you bought a new phone or something, and you opened it up and you started trying to call somebody, And here it wouldn't work. Maybe you bought some new thing to in your kitchen, or a tool that you bought to use to work with or something. And here you open it up and you plug it in and the thing won't work. What would you do with something like that? What would you do? Most of the time we'd think, well, I want my money back. This piece of junk won't work. I don't want nothing to do with that thing. It won't work. It won't do what I bought it to do. Have you ever had anything like that happen to you? Bible says that we can't serve God and mammon, God and things. We get things all lined out the way we want them to be, and the first thing you know, there's something gone wrong with it. It just don't work right. Sometimes people get so upset when they buy something like that, they just take it and they put it in the trash can and just throw it out. I've heard of even people taking a hammer to something and just busting it up because they're so angry that it didn't work for them or what they had. You just want to throw it out the window because it's worthless. You gave good money for that thing. You worked hard. Maybe somebody saved up for a long time to buy something that they wanted. And here they got it, and God was all excited, waiting for the thing just to work, and just had imagination or dreams of how this thing's just going to make your life wonderful. And then it don't work. Verse 20, you are bought with a price. You are bought with a price. You are not your own. It doesn't matter who you are in this world. If you're a human being, you're not your own. This world is so caught up, and we get so caught up in this is my life. I'm going to do what I want to do. I've got plans. I've got dreams. I've got ambitions. And I want to do what I want to do. You know, that's exactly contrary to what God thinks. He created human beings. He made us. He made us. He created us. Have you ever made something? Have you ever created something or had a new thought and you worked it all out and put it into practice? It's pretty neat whenever you can think of something and make it yourself. Do it with your own hands. Well, whenever you do that, that's yours, isn't it? You made it. Well, what if you made something and whatever you made this thing for just decided it wasn't going to work, and it wasn't going to work for you? Let's say you made a billfold. Some people make billfolds. Little boys sometimes make their own billfolds out of leather. They cut the pieces of leather out, and they may stamp on it, and then they bind it all together and make a little billfold. That's maybe to put their monies in or their cards or something. Let's say you built a little billfold. Boy, you're so proud of that billfold. You made it just the way you wanted it. And so you put your money in there and you stick it in your pocket, and pretty soon your money's laying on the floor. That billfold decided it wasn't going to carry your money for you. Just wasn't going to do it. It didn't have to listen to what you wanted, and it jumped out of your pocket. Every time you sat down, it squirted out of your pocket and then spit out whatever it had in it, all on the ground. What would you think of that billfold? Well, it ain't doing what you made it to do, was it? It may be enjoying itself, just laughing at you, because you're getting frustrated at it, because it wasn't doing what you made it to do. That's what people have done with God. God didn't make you to live for yourself. God didn't make you to live for what's your life. God didn't make you to live for your own happiness or your pleasure. God didn't make you to please you. God made you to serve Him and to live for Him. You are not your own. Don't you ever forget that. You don't belong to you. You can choose that way. You can do whatever you want to do. Because you have that free will or that free choice to do whatever you want to do, we think it's our right and our privilege to do whatever we want to do. That's sinful nature. That's the nature that has gone against God. We're not created that way. We're created to serve God. And we've lost that. We've gone our own way, the Bible talks about. We've chosen our own path. We're no different than that billfold that won't even carry money or won't stay in your pocket. We're wanting to do our own thing. We've chosen our own way and gone aside from God. And God, in His grace and in His mercy, not willing just to allow us to be thrown in the trash can because we wouldn't do what He wanted us to do. We wouldn't do like He created us to be. Instead of throwing us away, God provided a way where He could buy us back even, so that we could return to the purpose that we were created for. What did the price? Was it a year's wages that He saved up to buy something? I know people who saved up for all their life to buy something. Or saved up for many years to buy something. No, it wasn't just saving up for a little bit of time. It wasn't just working. God gave His Son. God gave us Christ. And He bought us back. We are bought with a price. What is that price? a few dollars that men work and save up for that's worthless? No. A pile of gold? Pile of silver? No. It cost Christ His life so that you and I could be redeemed from Satan. Redeemed from death. Redeemed from our own way to be restored back to what He wanted us to be. You're bought with a price. You're not your own. You are not your own. Are you going to work? Are you going to be worth the price that was paid for you? Or are you just going to continue in your own rebellious, stubborn way? Are you going to be like the man's computer? You program it and you put something in, want it to do something, and it just does its own thing. Sometimes we think that some things have a mind of their own. You just can't hardly find the problem sometimes. Sometimes maybe I've got an old tractor that I drive. No one else likes it because they can't run it. It's old. And it just about any time you need to depend on it, it quits. I like it because it kind of helps with my patience sometimes. But every time you get on it, you send somebody after it and you tell them to go bring it to you, well, they always come back, well, it won't start today. And whenever I don't need it, I can just jump on it any time and just fire it right up. It's got a mind of its own, it seems. I don't know how many times we've had it to the mechanics. And they just fix this and fix that and fix this. And it works for a few days, and a couple days later, it's back to its same old tricks, just doing the same old thing. It's aggravating. Paid a price for that thing, and it won't do what I want it to do. Every time I need it, it fails me. It's worthless. It's worthless. In fact, it's even more than worthless. Some people just get so mad, they just like to burn that thing once in a while. Just set it on fire. That way I won't even have to look at it. At least I won't try to depend on it. Always this hope in the back of my mind that, well, that thing's still there. That if I just burned it and got rid of it, I wouldn't even think about it. I'd just go find something better. You're bought with a price. Can God depend on you? Or does every time He needs something, you're off doing your own thing? Every time His book says something, you're thinking your own way. You know what you're worth? Nothing. Can He depend on you? You are bought with a price. And that's a very precious price that was paid. Not only did He make you to be what He wanted you to be, you went off and did your own thing. Well, not only was that bad enough, he went and bought you back. He went and tried to have you rebooted. He went and paid a great price to have you completely worked over. Now I've got it fixed. Now it'll work. So you take it out of the box or you go to use it, and it don't work again. And it don't work again. God has given us instructions of what He wants and how He wants us to live. We're going to ignore those things and do our own thing, be our own person. You're worthless to God. But He paid a price and He bought you back. He gave His own Son. And you know that. And now you still want to do your own thing. You just stomp on Jesus' blood and trot it right into the ground. Say, nope. I'm my own thing. I'm going to run myself. I'm going to start when I want to start. And I'm going to quit when I want to quit. Oh yeah, I'll do a few things. Get you thinking I'm working, then I'll just quit again. You're bought with a price. Glorify God in your own body. Because you are not your own. You're not your own. You belong to God. No matter how you may reason it, no matter how you may think that you're your own, whenever it's all said and done, you were God's, and you either served Him or you rebelled against Him. Hell wasn't made for man. God created man for Himself. And if after we've gone astray, and then He bought us back, and then we still refuse to return to Him, there's no other place for us except for the junk pile of hell. Sometimes we talk about fixing an old car and then we decide, well, it's not worth fixing anymore. It'll cost more than the thing's worth to get it going again. There comes a time when you and I are not worth fixing anymore. Because we won't be fixed. And then God just says, you want to be that way? Go be that way. And He even quits trying to fix you. And just lets you go be what you want to be. He'll leave you alone. Most dangerous place in the world whenever He leaves you alone. If he's still trying to fix you, let him fix you. You're bought with a price. He cared enough about you to fix you. He cared enough about you to rebuy you. Don't let him down again. Lord, add His blessings to His words. Father, we just pray, Lord, that You would help us to be faithful, to be worthy of Your glorious kingdom. Lord, to be worthy, to show ourselves worthy of being bought with a price. Lord, just help us be faithful to You, Lord, as we live this life, realizing that we are not our own being, we're not our own person, but we belong to You. And how thankful we should be. Lord, just help us be faithful to You in Jesus' name. Amen.